Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. Former President Bill Clinton under observation at MedStar Georgetown Hospital in Washington, D.C. He was admitted for testing after developing a fever yesterday evening. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington with more.
Clinton is 78 years old and has faced a series of health scares since he left office, including a successful quadruple bypass operation in 2004 and another heart procedure in 2010. His spokesperson tells us he's hopeful that the former president will be home by Christmas.
The decision on whether to let Japan's Nippon Steel by U.S. Steel is being left up to President Biden. Now that a powerful government committee has failed to reach an agreement on whether the deal would pose a security risk for the United States. A strong storm pounding the West Coast, causing part of the Santa Cruz, California wharf to collapse. Two people had to be rescued. Elsewhere in California, a man was killed when a high wave slammed into a pile of debris, trapping him. That happened at Sunset State Beach in Monterey Bay. This is ABC News. South Korea's opposition party says it plans to impeach acting leader Han Duck-soo. The promise coming after turmoil triggered by the short-lived declaration of martial law by then-President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was promptly impeached. Police west of Houston, Texas, are looking for a man who started shooting inside Katie Mills Mall on Monday night. The gunfire sending shoppers running, but nobody was hurt. Authorities searching for the suspect and a man who he was with. In Washington State, a near ghost town with area mines and sawmills shuttered is now flourishing. Leavenworth attracting tourists after reinventing itself as an alpine village, a Bavarian style now required for new or remodeled buildings. And there's a new rule for holiday lights, too.
The chamber came up with the idea of Christmas town and having the lights on all the time, starting in Thanksgiving and then running all the way through the beginning of the year and now all the way to the end of February.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus, heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Funeral services for the teacher killed in a school shooting in Madison. 42-year-old Aaron West worked for 4 years as the substitute coordinator at Abundant Life Christian School. West and 14-year-old Abundant Life freshman Ruby Vergara were killed in last week's shooting. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is not overly optimistic about working with Democrats in the chamber. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, the Republican leader called newly elected Assembly Democrats far left and said he believes trying to find consensus in the middle is going to be really hard for them. And $2 million in grants will go toward housing assistance in Wisconsin. More than 50 organizations will get funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to improve emergency shelters, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th, paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 31 for a high this afternoon with a very light breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 22. Christmas Day will be cloudy with a high of 34. On Thursday, some afternoon showers. Cloudy with a high of 38. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Get online, search Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing the bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bells time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's the swell time to go riding in one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle with the jingling beat. That's the jingle bell rock. Come on. Snowing and blowing the bushels of fun. The jingle hop has begun. Play it again. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the block. Mix and mingle in the jingling beat. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell.
Hey, that was great. Can we do it one more time, guys?
Here we go. We're rolling.
What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time. It's a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse. Pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and it's the right time. Sing it again now.
jingle bell town.
It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the fallen snow, the magic in the frosty air, that feeling everywhere. It must have been the pretty lights that glistened in the silent night, or maybe just the stars so bright that shined above you. The midnight ride upon a sleigh, the countryside all dressed in white, that crazy snowball fight. It could have been the steeple bell that wrapped us up within its spell. It only took one kiss to know it must have been the mistletoe. Fire, the fallen snow, the magic in the frosty air that made me love you. On Christmas Eve, a wish came true, the night I fell in love with you. It only took one kiss to know it must have been the mistletoe. It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the fallen snow, the magic in the frosty air, that feeling everywhere. It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire, the fallen snow, the magic in the frosty air that made me love you. It must have been the mistletoe, the lazy fire.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
The snow is falling. It's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me?
I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself. I ain't gonna write no letter, send nor to the pole. It's what I'm wanting this year. Saint Nick don't need to know. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself.
Oh, pick it, Rudolph. What about it, Frosty?
On your Christmas stockings, I'll find that mistletoe. Let's get into the holiday spirits. Honey, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you house, baby, tie a ribbon around yourself. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN in Jackson, and Only Want You for Christmas here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, and we have temperatures in the 20s, 30s today, and we'll have that ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also, this hour we'll have our Newsmaker segment too. We're kicking off our Christmas music as well with all Christmas music here this morning, so we'll continue with that throughout the day today. Don't forget, later on tonight, we have the Faith Lutheran Church Christmas Eve service. We'll have that getting underway tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. Also coming up this morning, we are going to kick off our spotlight of the Auth family, just south of Ogallala, with Auth Family Farms and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, as we always do this in the last full week of the month. Now, with my health issues that I had and or have going through, whatever you want to call it, we didn't have part one on Monday. You know, I had some other things that I was dealing with. So we're going to have part one today. We'll go today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and our last part will be on Monday the 30th. Just a little bit of a difference in the schedule here. Apologize for that. It is what it is, right? But we're going to kick off part one today, and we're going to it's going to be pretty cool because we're going to be talking with Joe Auth, and there was something I did not know about the Auth farm, something they did back in the past that I never heard of a farm doing as part of the farm. We'll have more on that. That'll be later this morning at 9:10. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Feeling better without feeling overwhelmed. Our focus today with Morgan Ekovich, owner and head trainer of Get Fit With Me, LLC. And from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, Morgan shares five things to focus on in our daily lives.
We work in fitness, mindset, nutrition, and the overall accountability of all of it. So I work with a bunch of different people. 90% of them are busy in some sort of way. So I hope people take those big goals, break them up into smaller things that are attainable, and make small changes that don't feel overwhelming and make us feel more busy than what we actually already are. Your sleep, your stress, your hydration, your nutrition, and intentional movement. Instead of focusing on all five of those areas, each morning decide what your intention is going to be and what that focus is. So maybe you wake up and you're like, I am really feeling tight and stiff. Your intention today should be to take time, little minute or two breaks throughout your day to stretch, to make sure that you're keeping your body loose. Because although you're moving and you're staying loose and limber that way, taking a minute to stretch your low back, taking a minute to stretch your upper back, taking a minute to stretch your neck throughout the day in little bursts is a way to feel better, but also not make it feel overwhelming because it's just one thing you're focusing on. So when it does get busier, it's okay to pull back and not feel like you're doing great in all of those areas. You can pick just one area of focus each day. So the two that you should focus on are your stress and your sleep, but those are ones where it takes a lot more mental capacity to be able to do that. So a lot of times we say, nope, I'm not going to do that. I work with a lot of clients and they don't want to work on nutrition right away because nobody wants to be told how to eat. I'm not going to tell you how to eat, but that's a sticking point for people. So if you were looking at something and you're like, sleep is something I want to get better at sleep, but I just don't have extra time to go to bed earlier. Like I'm really rigid. I recommend water because water is something that doesn't take any extra time out of your day. And making sure that you are staying hydrated is super important. And then the next two are kind of tied. If you are somebody who is generally active, like I said, you are getting those 25,000 steps by like noon, you are actively moving, but you sense that your muscles are tight and you're achy, you need to stretch. So water, hydration and stretching are those two, should be your two main focuses. If you're like, my body actually feels pretty good, I'm not achy, I don't have those joint pains, any of that, then hydration and looking at your nutrition, because your energy levels, you probably notice like a 2 p.m. crash or maybe a mid-morning crash. So looking at your nutrition and making sure you're getting balanced meals throughout the day to keep those energy levels up. So it kind of depends on where do you feel your body's at, and nothing's cookie cutter. We all have different things that our bodies feel. So water across the board though. And then from there, listen to your body and pick whatever that next one is that doesn't take any more time out of your day because you don't have any more time right now. That's part of the reason we're talking about this. First thing, remember you're not alone. The second thing is take a few minutes and kind of tune into your body. Try to figure out what doesn't feel right. Does something not feel right? Because if, for instance, that achiness, that would then lead you more towards stretching. If you notice that brain fog, that would then lead you more towards nutrition and sleep. So check in with yourself. And then number three was each time when you check in with yourself, and this may just be a good morning routine thing you do. You wake up, check in with yourself. How are you feeling today? Physically, mentally, emotionally. What is happening? Okay, physically, I'm not feeling great. Okay, today my intention is stretching. Tomorrow you wake up and you may say, I'm feeling pretty good. Okay, maybe we just focus on water because it's something that we know is going to benefit us, but overall we feel good. So thinking through, checking yourself, getting an idea, water is going to be one of the easiest things you can do because it doesn't require any extra time. After that, for all of you, whether you have more of a stationary job, a sedentary job, or you're somebody who's moving a ton, I would then move towards that intentional movement or that stretching portion. You'll end up sleeping better. Your stress will be lower. And it naturally tends to fall into our nutrition. When we start to treat our body a little bit better in those two ways, we tend to eat a little bit better just because there's that trickle-down effect.
And those are comments from Morgan Ekovich, owner and head trainer of Get Fit With Me, LLC, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal from the Professional Dairy Producers that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's snow on the ground, and out in California, the sunshine's falling down, and maybe down in Memphis, Graceland's all in lights, and in Atlanta, Georgia.
There's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight.
It's windy in Chicago. The kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown. The city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, all across the nation,
it's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. And from Fort Payne, Alabama,
Merry Christmas tonight.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Alabama, and Christmas in Dixie on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 17 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, January milk down 10 at 1961, February down 1 to 1960, March and April steady, March at 1955, April 1936. Cheese markets, barrels down 3/4 to 175 1/4, 40 pound blocks steady at 185 1/4, no trades on the day. Cash butter down 3/4 to 254 3/4, 9 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk steady at 139 1/4, 3 trades, while dry whey was steady at 74 and 1 trade on the day. Live cattle futures could not find the support they needed yesterday as traders are uncertain about cash strength this week. The strength of the cattle complex was confined to the January feeder cattle contract. Hogs, meanwhile, fell back ahead of the quarterly hogs and pigs report. as traders are positioning themselves to reduce exposure. Today, cattle is called steady. Hogs are called lower. December live cattle opened the day at 190.75, February at 187.45, April at 189.70. January feeder cattle opened the day at 256.60, March at 256, and April at 256.77. February lean hogs opened at 84.37, April 89.62, May 93.32. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are relatively flat this morning. Soybeans are moving mostly higher on some strong export demand from yesterday, and that has extended some buying interest into today. Wheat markets, they're also following corn and are relatively flat to slightly lower. March corn steady this morning at 447 and three quarters. May down a quarter to 453 and a quarter. July steady at 456 and three quarters. New crop also steady at 437 and a quarter. January beans up four and a quarter this morning at 973 and three quarters. March up four to 979 and a half. May up four and a half to 988 and a half. And new crop up five and a half to 992 and a half. January soybean meal up one and a half to 290.90. January soybean oil up 13 cents to 40.36. Chicago wheat, March and May both down one and a quarter. March at 5.39 and a quarter, May at 5.49 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, March up one to 5.96 and a half, while May up a half to 6.04. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil up 50 cents to 69.74. March up 49 cents to 69.30. Meanwhile, January and February gas both up a cent. January at 194, February 195. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.91, January $3.94, new crop $3.77. Cash beans $8.90, January $8.95, February $8.91, new crop $8.97. Big River Resources, Boyceville, December, January, and February corn at $4.07 and three quarters. March 409 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 413, January 408, new crop 388. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 392, new crop 387. Cash beans 889, new crop 912. Red Wing Grains cash corn 420, April 434, May 436, and new crop 398. March beans 939, April 950, May 952, new crop 929. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 394, new crop 379, cash beans at 898, new crop 914. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 178 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 155, market cows 97 to 116, bulls 125 to 150, calves 280 to 990, beef steers 190 to 390, Holstein steers 132 to 315. Sheep markets: market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes 190 and down, rams 190 and down, goat markets: does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep.
Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale and clearance is happening now. Save up to 60%, plus get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Up on Santa Claus Mountain, it's Christmas all the time. Toys and dolls and Christmas trees and everything in rhyme. Boys and girls with golden curls, as happy as can be. Up on Santa Claus Mountain, won't you come with me? We will go together up a winding trail. There we'll see old Santa Claus reading all his mail. We'll ride his reindeer and drive them through the snow. Up on Santa Claus Mountain, how'd you like to go? All his mail.
He will ride his reindeer, drive them through the snow. Up on Santa Claus Mountain,
how'd you like to go? Kids, come on, it's Santa's Mountain.
Let's go, me first.
Look, it's the Elf Workshop.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Look, they're making toy soldiers, kids. Red, white, and blue. And reindeer that fly really are true.
I smell something sweet. And it's cookies, I'll bet. And they're all for old Santa.
Has anyone seen him yet?
Get off the track! They just made a train, and it's blowing its whistle again and again.
Look over there. Something's stirring around.
Yeah, it's red, white, and furry. Long, big, and round.
It's Santa Claus, kids, and he's checking his list. But we gotta go, so blow him a kiss.
Santa, I'll see you in a couple of nights. And when you ride through the sky,
please hold on tight.
Up on Santa Claus Mountain, it's Christmas all the time. Toys and dolls and Christmas trees and everything in rhyme. Boys and girls with golden curls, as happy as can be. Up on Santa Claus Mountain, won't you come with me? We will go together up a winding trail. There we'll see old Santa Claus reading all his mail. We will ride his reindeer and drive them through the snow. Up on Santa Claus Mountain, how'd you like to go? Up on Santa Claus Mountain, how'd you like to go?
Thank you.
Christmas is for children, just for children. Grown-ups say Santa's down the chimney. That's for children, like the reindeer and the sleigh. That same tale is told every Christmas Eve again. We may think we're old, but our hearts can almost believe again. Christmas is for children, but aren't we all children? Christmas Day. That no one could tempt Papa with. Will someone explain why it's all that Papa will bother with? I guess Christmas is for children, but aren't we all children? Christmas Day.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your your palace for mighty king. Do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere, listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention, and thank you to Amplify Health from Gunderson Lutheran, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And joining us this morning is Brad Sirianni. He works with SFB from the Black River Falls location. He's part of their ag lending team, and he had a really cool presentation here at Wisconsin Farmers Union as we get ready for the upcoming year. And Brad, thank you for joining us. Well, as you know, because you have to deal with finances and the markets and all of that, they hate uncertainty. Well, there's no way around it. We have a new administration coming in, so we're going to have some uncertainty here, at least at the very beginning, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. First, thank you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for what you do and the opportunities you provide us. You know, every time we have an election cycle, there's always uncertainty, but every year there's always uncertainty too. And so I think it's just important for producers to and farmers to make sure they understand where they are and where they want to go and what it takes to get there and not get distracted by some of this stuff that causes a great deal of emotion. And granted, it could be very, very legitimate, but many times it's out of our control and we still have to respond to what we're seeing on a daily basis. And I wish we could predict the future, but sometimes we have to wait for it. But at the same time, we can certainly plan for it and dictate how it might go in our own operation.
And so that, you know, it's kind of one of those things of let's control the things we can and not worry. You know, yeah, you got to know what's coming, but you can't control it. So let's not lose all kinds of sleep and worry over it. So let's talk about that for dairy farmers as we get into 2025. What should they be looking at?
Yeah, so, you know, from the dairy perspective first, it seems like dairy and beef look rather promising for the next year versus the crop side of things. However, we saw a little peak in the dairy market here in recent months, and now that's eroded away now. But still, in hindsight, there was some opportunity to maybe use some type of risk vehicle to help you with next year. But at the same time, next year looks fairly well. We're seeing a lot of 18s on the market. Put your premiums on top of that. Hopefully the basis isn't too big in those areas. I think there's some opportunity for the dairy farmers to at least feel more comfortable compared to the grain producers.
And really with the beef side of this, there's in the countryside, the demand is still there and that sort of thing. Yes, we're worried about high beef prices, but that beef herd doesn't seem like it's going to be expanding big anytime soon.
Yeah. That beef herd actually has been very beneficial for the dairy farmer because their returns for what they're getting for calf sales and cull sales has made a big impact on their business. So going forward in terms of on the beef side of things, they have opportunities. At the same time, the cost for buying these replacements or feeder cattle or whichever position that you're in is obviously expensive, but there's still a return in that market. And for the 2024-25 years here, especially into 2025, again, we should see another good year for the beef producers.
obviously the crop farmers, corn, soybeans, wheat, it's just been, yeah, we're starting to see some extra demand, but boy, it's pretty much, we've been stuck in a pretty range on the markets, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, the answer to many of for many of us for many years has been, let's produce our way out of this problem. But I think we need to think beyond that and think, well, what are some other or some different things we can do with these commodities? Or maybe there's different commodities that we can implement into our operations. And maybe whether it's through diversification or what have you, but figure out different ways to be more profitable. And really, really think of how to become a 5%er. The 5%ers are those people that do a good job in all the areas. It's not a big secret. They just find pennies everywhere, and that's what makes them successful.
Talking with Brad Sirianni. He is part of the Ag Lending Team with Security Financial Bank, and he's located in the Black River Falls office. So Brad, what, for really all of the farmers then, what are some of the things they should at least be looking at right now as we get ready for 2025, things that they can control?
Yeah, well, what's your plan for next year? Don't wait, do it now. You know, people are doing tax planning now, but get a cash flow plan in place. Get your people, your team of people that you're working with or that you surround yourself with, to buy into that plan or vet that plan. Make sure it's attainable, and then continue to work it and monitor it throughout the year. I know I might sound like a broken record saying these things, but that's what we have to do. We have to have a very good ability to respond. But when we're not keeping track, we don't know what to respond to.
The other part isn't it, okay, so at Brian's farm, I make my marketing plan. I'm a dairy farmer, so I make my marketing plan, and okay, I have it in place to try to go after opportunities. The market tells me, hey, it's time for your opportunity, Brian, and I decide, oh, but I could get another 25 cents. That's the biggest mistake for me to make, right?
Well, I don't know if you want to call that greed a little bit, it definitely is a killer, and it causes us to deviate from our original plan. And, you know, just look at the grain market, for example, and how many opportunities there are in just March, April, May, June. They might not be big opportunities, but they're opportunities. And we get stuck with not doing anything, being paralyzed in fear because, or just thinking that, like you said, oh, it'll be higher next month. And that doesn't always happen.
So some good advice from Brad. So make that plan, stick to that plan. Now, you don't want to be so rigid that if there are going to be additional opportunities, the plan, though, is flexible. You got to have a balance, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's very important to be flexible, but define your boundaries. Don't be making just off-the-cuff decisions just because, you know, you're all juiced up that day and you're thinking that something's going to change. It may very well be, but just, you know, find that third-party person that can help you think a little bit clearly and then make the decision.
Again, Brad Sirianni with the Security Financial Bank Ag Lending Team from Black River Falls. He had a presentation here at the Wisconsin Farmers Union's annual convention. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Warmer temperatures are expected for the Christmas Day holiday in our ag weather forecast, but with the warmer temperatures, there'll be a lot of fog and cloudy days ahead of us, with sunshine looking to be absent over the next few days. Now, a late-week weather system looks to bring in rain, as temperatures will be in the mid-30s to low 40s. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. Highs low 30s. Light winds becoming southeast at around 5. Tonight, cloudy. Patchy fog late with steady temperatures in the mid-20s. South winds at around 5. For Christmas Day, cloudy. Patchy fog in the morning. Highs mid-30s. South winds at around 5. For Thursday, cloudy. A slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s and southeast winds at around 10. For Friday, a 60% chance of rain. Highs upper 30s. For Saturday, cloudy. A 50% chance of rain. Highs low 40s. Looking ahead for Sunday, the clouds stick around and a slight chance of rain. Highs once again in the low 40s.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at wisconsincu.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Handmade clothing is a treasure, especially if the fiber comes from your animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Spin your own yarn with a bit of practice and a couple of tools as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Spinning animal fiber into yarn is an age-old practice. Wool from sheep and alpacas, angora from rabbits, and cashmere from goats can provide clothing for your family or to sell to others. Kathleen Maurer and her husband Carrie raise sheep near Stanley, New Mexico, and she is accomplished in fiber arts. She says for someone who wants to learn how to spin, sheep wool is the easiest to start with.
We take it off the sheep, and then we go through a process of washing it. And then combing. There's two different ways you can kind of prepare it, with wool combs or with wool cards. And then once you get the wool combed or carded, then it's ready to spin.
Maurer says a spindle is an inexpensive tool for beginners learning how to spin. You can find one for about $20. Spinning wheels make the process go faster, but they're much pricier, at hundreds or even thousands of dollars. All you need is a tool to add a twist to the fiber as you pull it out a little bit at a time from a clump of wool. This process is called drafting.
As you pull the fibers out from the supply of wool, they kind of line up, and then you twist them, and that's what forms the yarn. If you want to have a two-ply or a three-ply yarn, you ply the yarn, twisting the singles next to each other, going the other direction, and that's what makes a thicker yarn.
Maurer says even though the process is very easy, it's something you have to master with practice. She recommends going to spinning classes or having someone work with you. But once you've got it down, sky's the limit on what you can create. Learn more about making your own yarn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Great music, familiar local voices,
news,
and information.
It's all here.
You found Rio Country 1430 AM stereo.
WRDN.
Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock. And 107.3 FM.
Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former president hospitalized this Christmas Eve. ABC